Taiwan special, third of the week. This is paid for by badad.one, not badad.com, badad.one. I made it myself. It's a new advertising network. It took me 9 months. It's mine. I'm not a sellout. Text ads. Text, not pictures, text. Advertise, monetize, search. It's new. But they're starting at $1 a week. Buy any ad, you get 52 weeks free. That's the beginning. By the time you hear this, it might have gone down because enough people signed up. So I know it's a risk to get into something at the beginning, but there are big, big perks. People that sign up early will get more money when they monetize their websites later on. Sign up, do it, make it work. We don't like how advertising's working. We don't like how Google and Facebook are doing things. What are they doing? They make money from advertising. Let's do advertising right. Send it back to the people. Badad.one, not .com, badad.one. I don't know, maybe we'll buy the .com someday. Taiwan special, third of the week. Here we are. And everyone's freaking out about the virus. Now, I've been in Taiwan 11 years, and I have something to say about this. That's the premise for the Taiwan special. I was going to do my podcast today. I woke up this morning. Right now, for me, it's Monday. I record these early, and I stagger them out throughout the week. No, I try to do 10 minutes a day. And no, I failed yesterday or in the second episode. I was ready to go. And I start getting the reports. Empty hospitals. What was it, CBS? I'm not sure. It's in the videos. It's linked. Pacific Daily Times. Encore. April 6th. Empty hospitals. Go look at the video on YouTube. Using the same footage in American news of a hospital in Europe. Saying that this is the packed out hospital in America. Absolute lie. They show on the news people lined up to go to the hospital. A local goes to that hospital. There's no one lined up outside. Were those all actors? Hospitals are empty. They're complaining about all the stuff that they're going through. There's no one in them. This is disturbing to me. Now, there's another report out there. I'm not sure about this. I'm not going to say that this is the truth. We've got video of the empty hospitals. But there's another thing going out there that 5G is like a radio thing that goes through buildings. Being in a building won't ruin your reception. But the argument is that it fries the human body and that's what's making everybody sick. Now, I don't know about this. It's an interesting idea. The problem is that it was deleted on YouTube, according to the author, according to the guy that put it on Facebook. I watched it on Facebook. Facebook said this is fake. Who is Facebook to say what's truth and fake? That's our responsibility. So Facebook says that it's fake. And then, you know, one of my buddies couldn't watch it. The video just stopped. If it's fake, why does it have to be hidden? Can't the public use their brains and see it as fake? Oh. This is... See, I've dealt with nonsense from government in two hemispheres now. I've dealt with American nonsense, and I've seen the similarities and differences in governments in other parts of the world. I've dealt with Vietnam. I've dealt with Japan. I've dealt with Malaysia. I've dealt with Hong Kong. There's a lot of delight. But I start to see similarities in good, and I start to see where the differences actually are. Whenever things don't line up, the reasons don't add up, whenever the stated reasons seem bogus, that's because they are. And what's really going on is completely separate. I had a former friend over here, you know, now I'm not so sure. But I explained to this friend, I said, I don't like it when people, and I talked about this older Chinese culture yesterday. It's an empire, power distance culture. Shame, very easily have their feelings hurt. They don't get the idea of servant leadership from the West. One of the good things that the Bible gave us, that the liars and professionals didn't poison. The idea that you can say you're sorry and that your friends like you more. They don't get that. If I say I'm sorry, it's so my friends can beat me up more in the East. And I had this friend just totally end my friendship with him. I'm very, very sad about this. I told him I didn't like that, and then he went off and did this. Here in the East, shame is a big, big, big part of the culture. Just over here, as over in America, this guy ended his friendship with me, and our mutual friends are asking why. And they say, why won't he talk to you? Why doesn't he want to talk about this? Why didn't he verify the facts? He said you did something to hurt him, but he never did a single thing to check to see if that was true. And I told them all. I said, I don't know about this situation. I can only make a very educated guess, but I don't want to even guess, even if it's educated. But I'll tell you, every time someone has no good reason for something, it's because they already know what the answer is. They already know what the truth is. They don't want to ask you because they don't want to hear what they know you're going to say. They don't want to verify their facts, their factual claims anyway, because they don't want it proven that their claims are wrong. They don't want you to have the chance to prove that they're lying. That's why they're so evasive. Now, I don't know what's going on in America with this hospital cover-up stuff. I don't know why a video that seems easy to debunk, if it's a lie, that 5G is making everybody sick. I don't think so. I don't buy it. People get sick, they have symptoms, and then they're done. Now, that sounds like virus to me, not like 5G. But, I don't know. I'm not sure. But why does that video have to be kept secret? So I look at all this, and I'm not happy with what's going on. You know, there was this argument that if you keep the schools open, all the kids will go to school, they'll all get the virus, and within 2 or 3 weeks, they'll all be done with the virus, and now none of them can transmit it anymore. So lock the old people up, they're at risk, keep them out of harm's way, and go let all the kids do natural immunizing, get it and be done with it, just like, you know, like chicken pox. Kids got chicken pox? Good, I'll bring mine over, they can all play together. We want them to get it while they're young, not when they're old. Remember those days? We still have them. Do that with the coronavirus. Schools keep going. The virus stops because now all those kids can't spread it anymore. Then their grandparents are safe. Keep the economy going. No, 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 no. Governors all have to go. Close down the schools. Make it so the virus can get transmitted even easier by keeping the kids vulnerable and shutting down the economy in the process. And now we've got empty hospitals, even though governors and news media are talking about them being full. It looks like they're lying. And now we've got a video of the 5G causing the whole thing being deleted. It looks more and more suspicious. Here's what I think is going to come of all this. Here's my take on this. One, I'm not scared. I really don't care, other than the fact that getting these reports this morning delayed my day by 2 hours. See, I don't mind this stuff, but when it delays me by 2 hours, now I'm mad and I'm going to talk about it. So that's why I'm talking about it, because I'm not happy. Second thing, I think that as these weird questions come up, whatever is or isn't going on is going to stop real fast. Because once the public suspects some sort of a conspiracy, no matter how crazy it may be, if the public suspects it, they're going to get scared and run. You watch, whatever this thing is, you watch the brakes get hit real quick. I think that's going to happen. So I'm not scared. I'm not worried. I know that God has bigger plans, and I'm not sure what this is true, other than the empty hospitals. It looks credible to me from the videos I see and the reporters that are going, the people that are doing their own reporting. So I'm not scared. I'm over in Taiwan. We're handling things really well. Taiwan's making millions of masks a day, and they're donating them to other countries. Go figure that. I'm happy. I'm not scared. You shouldn't be either. Get to work. Do something productive while you're at home. Be productive, because this is all going to be over in a flash. And the people that were calm and productive instead of going into panic mode are the ones that are going to come out more on top than we ever would have imagined. A massive transfer of power and wealth is happening, and it's all going to be on accident.